Time for Simmer's Morning Skate with none other than St. Louis Blues General Manager Doug Armstrong. Welcome to Vancouver, Doug.
Oh, it's great to be here. It's always a great city to visit.
What's going on with your hockey club other than good things for the most part?
Yeah, it's been a good year. We got hit with the injury bug and COVID in November and brought some guys up from the American League that we learned a lot about, which was really promising for us. And we're healthy now as we enter into the last week before the break and sort of trying to position ourselves for that last stretch of second half of the season after the break.
What was the whole story about Vladdy Tarasenko and all that? He's been an outstanding player. He's actually having a great season. But what was the bunk about trades and this and that, and how much of that was smoke and how much was fire?
I always thought there was a lot more smoke to it than fire. And, you know, sometimes these things stay private and sometimes they get public. But it wasn't really, I didn't spend a lot of time, quite honestly, worrying about it. And he came into training camp. He was in great shape, been a great player for us this year. And, we have a good team. He has a really good line. He's playing with a couple of his countrymen and Barbashev and Buchnevich. And it's been a good year for him.
Obviously, we hear the line a lot in the NHL from executives and coaches, nobody's going to feel sorry for us. And you come in here, you're worried about your own game. But, man, it's pretty amazing with COVID around the league and here with the Canucks. You're playing a team that's essentially decimated.
Yeah, well, as I said, we went through it. We had eight guys out at one point, and that was prior to them having the taxi squad. So we were playing short a lot of nights. So it goes around, and you have to deal with it. And we had success when we had COVID bringing guys up. And we talked about Vancouver. They've got skilled players. They've got good players. And now they got hungry players that are looking for an opportunity. And there's going to be guys playing tonight in positions that they normally don't play in. And there's no better opportunity to impress a coach than in a situation like this. So we'll take them lightly at our own peril.
How's your special teams?
Really good. Our power play's been consistent all year. It's in the top five. Fluctuates. Edmonton got a little bit of a head start on everybody, but we've been very good in that area. Our penalty kill has been strong. We're getting really good kills at important times of the game also. So we're happy with both ends of our special teams and our 5-on-5 play. We've been a team that's found a way to score our way out of problems this year, and that's something that we feel good about.
Just two more, and since he's sitting right over here next to you, Troy Brower, the former player, what the hell is he doing?
He's pro-scouting for us. He finished playing last year and did some work for us living in Calgary, starting to see if he wants to stay in the game in this area, but it's always good to have ex-players around and certainly ex-Stanley Cup champions around. I just noticed when he's talking to our players, there's that respect of a guy that they know played recently and also of a champion.
Last thing, I don't know how well you know Gabby, but Bruce Boudreau's 1,000th NHL game today, which he's been joking about a little bit. Any thoughts on one of the more entertaining coaches in league history?
Yeah, it's 1,000 games a lot, and I'm really happy for him. And, you know, you talk about paying your dues in the American Hockey League, waiting for that opportunity, and you just have to look at the winning percentage when he enters into an organization. When he leaves it, it's a lot higher. So he's done a hell of a job over the years. He's got a great personality. You can tell he loves the sport. He loves the game, and it's great to see good things happen to good people in 1,000 games, the feather in his cap. And but more importantly, I look at his winning percentage in 1,000 games, and that's something really to be proud of.
Army, always a distinct pleasure. Good luck moving forward. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks a lot for having me. Good chatting with you again.